Chapter 3. Refuge in Catania. It took Amelia a few moments after she opened her eyes to realize where she was. Her family had been living with Aunt Teresa and Uncle Piero for nearly 2 weeks, but Amelia was having difficulty adjusting to her surroundings. To her, it seemed like 2 years since they had arrived, grimy and drowsy after a day's journey. Nico, the little chatterbox, had immediately become best friends with their cousin Roberto, who was just 1 year older than Nico. Come to think of it, Nico had become best friends with almost everyone in the neighborhood. His cheery smile charmed the baker and the elderly couple who owned the butcher shop. Amelia roused herself when she heard her aunt call. "Amelia, will you come to the market with us? Maybe there'll be some jugglers or acrobats to watch." Soon Amelia, her mother, Aunt Teresa, and the boys were heading for the market square. The throngs of people milling around the city still astounded Amelia, who felt confined by the narrow streets and walls and longed for the open spaces of the hillsides and the company of her goats. "It certainly is crowded," Aunt Teresa said cheerfully. "More crowded than usual, but that's because so many people from the countryside are seeking refuge in Catania. You'll get used to it, you'll see."